Moncrief on News Talk.
Yesterday, reports came through that at least two loggers working in the Peruvian Amazon have been killed by arrows. What seems to have happened is that the loggers intruded on the land of the uncontacted Mashco Piro people, and this isn't the first time such tensions have arisen. Fiona Watson is Campaigns Director at Survival International. Afternoon, Fiona.
Good afternoon.
There seem to be other people involved there. Is there any updates there? Because I think there's somebody else missing and some people were injured as well.
Yeah, we think people were injured and some are missing. It's not clear, and we're still waiting for the Peruvian authorities report on the situation. They've said they're going to investigate, but we haven't got any news on that. But I should also add that there was a similar conflict about a month ago, towards the end of July, where one logger was wounded. So we're very concerned that there's a kind of escalation in conflict, and very soon there could be another one, unless the government acts very soon.
Yeah. Now, these loggers, though, are working in an area that doesn't abut the Mashco Piro people's land kind of thing. So this is happening right next door to them.
Yeah, because this is really all their ancestral land. The problem is that some years ago, the Peruvian authorities, because of campaigning by local indigenous organisations, recognised only a part of the Mashco Piro's territory, roughly a third. The rest of the territory they've handed out in logging concessions, and this is exactly why there is conflict. And it's extraordinary because the government itself has recognised and admitted they know that the Mashco Piro are using all of their land, including this big area that was left out of the officially recognised territory. But they don't seem to be doing anything to address this really urgent situation, because until they cancel these logging concessions on the indigenous people's land, there's going to be more conflict. And the other big danger is one of disease, because the Mashco Piro are uncontacted. That means they have no relations or interaction, even with neighbouring tribes and national society. So they're very susceptible to disease. So something like flu, which for you and me wouldn't necessarily be a big deal, can wipe these people out very quickly.
Yeah. And so would it be your hope that the concessions for logging will be withdrawn completely for that area, or just for this particular company?
We're lobbying for all concessions to be withdrawn on the Mashco Piro's land, because under Peruvian law and international law, they have the right to their land and also to, you know, freely decide how they wish to live. Land is crucial for these people. They're a forest people, they're nomadic, and in many ways you could say they're a fantastic example of how to be self-sufficient. So they live entirely off the forest, they get their medicines, their food, everything from the forest, build their homes there. So they need all that land in order to survive and live in a way of their choosing. So unless the government cancels the concessions and takes all the logging companies out, I think the prospects are very bleak, but they can do it. It's very easy to do. They've actually got a presidential decree waiting to be signed, but they've been in interminable discussions over this issue. And really, the time is to act now to save lives.
OK, so that sounds like, at least from the presidential point of view, there's a will to do that, but perhaps other parts of the government, not so much.
Well, I don't know if on the part of the president either, to be honest. I think what's changing things is the campaign by indigenous organisations in Peru, who've been very active in defence of what they call their brothers and sisters, the uncontacted Mashco Piro, and survivals campaign. We've actually recently targeted the FSC, the Forest Stewardship Council, which is awarded to one logging company. They've given it a certificate of, you know, ethical sustainability, and they've now said that they've suspended this certificate as a result of our campaign, because tens of thousands of people, on hearing the news about the Mashco Piro trying to defend their land and protect them, their communities, have targeted and written to the Forest Stewardship Council. So that's a positive step. So we are calling on the Forest Stewardship Council to also completely cancel their certification of this one logging company. But all these are incremental moves, but it's adding to the pressure on both the president of Peru and the government to do something really soon.
Fiona, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Fiona Watson there, Campaigns Director at Survival International.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.